If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I am sorry. Are you okay?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm hustling.
BoxingVoice.com.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
I must be the greatest.
Let's get that done.
I've been here before and I know what it takes. Hard work, dedication, BoxingWords.com.
Mayweather's TV, he's the best.
Win, lose, or draw, we come in to fight. Can't nobody take that away. We're coming to fight.
They do what they can, I do what I want.
When you look at how he throws that left hook, it starts out really low.
We're going to see what kind of character he
has. Oh, and the lefts and rights by Maidana. And it's all Marcos Maidana here. Getting a lot of those punches off his shoulder.
I think anybody out there listening or anybody, you think that that's a dangerous deal to make? I think it's a perfect deal.
Boxing Voice.com. 15 minutes. Can you be strong for 15 minutes? Can you? Listen, the concentration is weaving a little bit. Pick it up. Pick it up!
Some things about we got to deal with his body shots. I don't think you want to be that close to us. He's talking about letting the left hook go, then you're going to take the left hook. Let's get that done.
Look, the fire's coming. Are you ready for the fire? We're firemen.
Okay. We are firemen! The heat doesn't bother us. We live in the heat. We train in the heat.
BoxingVoice.com.
Let's get that done.
Danny, how much of the difference is it for you at this weight?
You lost weight, man.
Yeah, I'm working out. I lost like 35 pounds. Everybody is a threat.
Puerto Rico, Miguel Ángel Cole.
BoxingVoice.com.
We're not going to do that. We're going to take this fight against Keith. We're going to get less than you, Keith. but we're gonna get more the second time. So go ahead and make it two times.
BoxingWiz.com. My job is to focus on boxing, going out there being the best that I can be.
All right, you men, receive my instructions. Protect yourselves at all times. Obey my commands. I want you to touch gloves now, man. You're boxing at the bell. God bless you both.
BoxingWiz.com. BoxingWiz.com.
I'm Saturday. You know, I think somebody's going to get stalked. We don't know who, but, you know, I'm pretty confident in myself. You know, and we're ready.
I must be
the greatest.
BoxingWiz.com.
I took up the world.
BoxingWiz.com.
What up, what up? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Solo Dolo, Scarface, No Manolo, but we're here to discuss the Border Wars series and our Unguarded episode. Today we're going to be interviewing James Benitez from Atlanta. Atlanta, and he's going to be taking on Rocky Rodriguez, so we wanted to get him on. Now, I am a bit late. I went for a walk and kind of forgot about this one, but James, man, what's going on? How are you? Everything well?
Everything well. You know, earlier today, ran up a few hills, man, just trying to get the last little bit in before the big fight week, man. I feel like this was a journey that was much needed, and thank you for actually having me on this platform to be able to participate this year.
For sure. I mean, let's start obviously with your wife, right? Like, you're married. She's seen you take on this new task. You tell her you're fighting a guy. How's that been in the household?
Oh, man. At first, she laughed. Because when I first started this journey, man, I was like touching 300 pounds. So she laughed. She's like, you sure about this? I was like,
wow, 300.
Yeah, why not, you know? Yeah, man. I was like, yeah, why not? And the main reason why I even got into this was, like, my daughter, she was being bullied at school. So I took her to the local boxing gym. So with her having her in the gym and this opportunity coming up with, you know, Rocky just calling everybody in the back call, you know, trying to be the loudest niggas in the room, but nobody want to raise their hand. I actually rose my hand. So this is just pretty much just me just trying to prove to my daughter that I'm going to step in there and do what I'm trying to make her do for herself. Just better protect herself and stay healthy.
Nice. We were made aware that you went and hired the big-time trainer. You got Andre Durrell, the former champion, training you for this particular fight. He reached out to me and was trying to get a time where he could jump on as well. But that was last week when I was in Phoenix. But you are being trained by Durrell.
I'm definitely being trained by Durrell, and like, I got so many people in the community believing in me, you know, that one just want to see me be great. So I had to just go ahead and take the first step foot forward, and I reached out to Durrell. I swear to you on everything, man. The first time I pulled up at Durrell's gym, he didn't think I was gonna make it through all 6 weeks.
Really?
He probably like, all right. He didn't think I was gonna make it through, man.
And he was basing that off just like physically looking at you. That's what he based it off.
Not only physically looking at me, man, but not only physically looking at me, but just like my effort the first day. Like, I wanted to quit so many times through this camp, but after he saw in me after I came back that second time, he was like, I know you were serious about what you said you was really doing this for, and that, you know, even if how many times you actually throw up during training or whatever, you still come back for more. Like, this shit tough, man. Like, Durrell, he done had me do so many drills, so much repetition, so much hard. And, you know, he used to make jokes about, man, this is the shit that I was doing when I was like 10, 11, 12, and 13. I'm like, dude, man, I'm just getting off the couch, man. You 39 years in this shit, man. Like, bruh, let me at least get 5% of what you used to do in the back in the day, and then let's build upon that. And every training from there on, man, we just got better, just got better, just got better. So shout out to Dre. You know, even shout out to the other cast of characters and everything, you know, Andre Ward and Andre Berto for seeing me like wiping my face after I'm throwing up and just clowning me and whatever, man. It's all good. It's all love from the community.
Damn, Ward and Berto was there?
They saw me in the gym, just on FaceTime and shit. They just saw me in the gym and everything. You know, Ward asked me, man, he was like, what's your mentality going in this fight, man? How you think you're going to do? But that was like 3.5 weeks ago, man. I was like, bro, I'm just going to give him my all. I'm just going to give him my all. And he was like, yo, Darrell, you got to fix that mentality. You got to make him a killer. He can't just be like, he just going in there just to get a participation award.
Yeah.
And as I kept on going through the training, I'm like, man, ain't no fucking participation award, man, because I know Rocky ain't doing what I'm doing, man. I know Rocky ain't trying to get out his shell of comfort out there in Florida and try to push himself to the next level. So I'm locked in. I'm locked and loaded.
Nice, nice. That's what's up, man. That must be a great experience, man, and a confidence builder to have such a, you know, established professional boxer, you know, taking on the role of your trainer. Has that helped, you think, with confidence?
I feel like
you're getting, you know, a more realistic evaluation from someone that's actually been in there and knows what he's looking at and done.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the high-level eyes was needed. I also think that, man, like a lot of the flaws and the mistakes, I really just went in there with a real open mind. Like, dude, I don't know shit. You the guy that been on the world level. You just tell me what I need to do. So he pretty much broke me down from, you know, broke me down back into a pebble just to bring me back up to the stature that I am today, looking much better, much leaner, and being able to move better than I was able to do 6.5, 7 weeks ago.
Oh, that's what's up, man. So 6 weeks with him.
Yep.
Wow. That's a long time.
Tell me about it.
Like, when did he get you to start sparring?
Shit, man, I was doing a lot of work with him, man. I was look, man, this past Friday was the last day Darrell just stopped beating up on me. So
oh, you were sparring him?
Yeah, I was working with him. So I know the shit that Rocky throwing at me is going to be way slower than what the hell I've been seeing the past time. So I'm not worried about none of that shit, man. Like,
oh, wow. So you were sparring Andre Darrell for this. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I mean, there's a height difference, though.
I'm a short nigga, man. So they both taller than me. So it is what it is. I know I got to get in. I got to get in their chest, and I got to let go. I can't be scared to let go. That's the main thing about it.
What do you think is your biggest takeaway that you learned from yourself in this 6 weeks of training camp?
Just not quit, man. Honestly, not quit. You know, I should never let myself go to get to a point where I'm not working out, you know, and not doing the things to benefit my own health and wellness. And going through this, just being able to say, like, you know what, I'm able to get through these workouts. Hell, I'm able to throw this many jabs. You know, I'm able to run these hills that I previously couldn't run and everything and be like, damn, this shit always been in me. You know, it's in me and on me, you know, so... You know, it really just gave me a good starting point just to keep on going forward and to reach my ultimate fitness goal of next year, where I ain't trying to be considered no chubby weight, no heavyweight, none of that. I'm trying to get down to, you know, be below the 200s next year.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You certainly look like you're on path for that. You know, you said you lost a total of 37 pounds already?
Yes, sir. Yes,
damn.
Sir.
And that's been only in the 6 weeks.
You know, I started losing a little bit before, after we agreed to the fight, but I'll say, like, in the 6 weeks, probably been well over 25, though.
Wow.
Well over 25.
Has your family noticed the difference already in the way you look?
You know the wife, man, when I just get dressed up and be about to go outside sometimes, she stopped me a little bit more, kind of like your wife probably did, and be like, where the hell you think you going? You know what I mean? So you already know how it is, man. So yeah, it's definitely been noticing from just the peers and definitely the loved ones and everything. So they just liking to see that I'm smiling again more.
Is it still hard, or is your body craving the gym at this point?
Nah, it's craving the gym. It's craving the gym. Because even like after I get off the line with you today and everything, man, I'm just going to get my hair cut. Then I'm just going to go to the gym and do a walk and sit in the sauna this evening. You know, just to go ahead and keep myself active, you know. You know, once we start moving, man, we start living. That's my whole mentality really changed.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm trying to not fail and keep getting my 10,000 plus steps a day. And, you know, I've been at it.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Nah, I said you've been a good champion of that, man, by leading the charge for the whole community, trying to get all our asses back in shape, you know. So salute to you, man. I respect you on so many levels for all this shit, man.
Yeah, man. Health is wealth, bro. Health is wealth, man. And like you said, you're trying to get under that 200, man. I'm trying to see a six pack. I ain't see a six pack since I was a kid, man. So I'm trying to see it.
My nigga, it just feels good just being able to look down and see my feet, you know what I'm saying, without having to move that.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
This summer, discover American Giant's timeless, high-quality clothing made right here in the USA. Every piece is designed for quality and style that's built to last. From vintage style tees to tough tank tops, breathable polos to lightweight sweatshirts, you can find your perfect fit. Celebrate American craftsmanship and support local communities with every stitch. Go to American-Giant.com and use promo code STAPLE20 for 20% off your first order.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Stomach, you know, so it feels good.
Hell yeah, I definitely hear you. We do got a couple questions from the people here. For anybody that wanted to ask James Benitez a question, we did have an unguarded post on Patreon and on members only. So hopefully you took advantage and you dropped them a question. I see a bunch on Patreon. I'm just trying to find the one on YouTube as well, so we can have them both pulled up. Here we go. All right, first one is coming from Alex Vega from Palm Beach, South Florida. What is it that you think Rocky will do well in the ring, and what do you think you would do better than him?
I mean, shit. I really think Rocky... To give him a little respect, I think Rocky got a good left hand. I mean, good right hand, you know. So I think my movement is better. I'm better on my feet than him and whatnot. That's how I personally feel, especially from the past few weeks. I think I really improved with my stamina, you know. So I think I'm definitely going to do that well. I know I definitely, when I get to his body and everything, I'm going to let off a good left hook on his body or whatnot. I definitely think I got a better jab than him. I definitely think my rank, shit, I just think my presence overall is going to be better than his. I mean, look, Vega, I know you asked this question, but Rocky was getting his ass whooped by a damn 160-pounder and shit. You know what I'm saying? Not even an elite level one. You a good fighter, but, bruh, I done been training with, like, one of the greats of this. So Rocky ain't got shit for me. Hopefully, man, all I can say is hopefully the same mentality I have today. I don't feel nothing from the lights, all the little jitterbugs or whatever, and I just let my hands go. So Rocky ain't got shit for me. Hey, Ness, next question. And shout out to Vega for being a consistent community member.
I got Spider-Rigo that says, Elias with me and we. That's it. I got Chad.
Yo, hold on. Let's go back, man. I mean, I love Spider-Rigo and everything, man, but yo, I need Spider-Rigo to get that King fight, man, because he's been doing so much talking this past whole quarter and everything, especially since King been out the event. We need to see the return of Kimichenko, and we need to see Spider-Rigo. That's what we need to be. And if Spider-Rigo really accepts that fight going to the next one in Vegas, I'll be team as we, or we as me, or whatever the fuck. You know, I'll go ahead and salute that.
Yeah, he got a tough fight with Big Bay Quinn, man. Big Bay Quinn training out here in Vegas, and he ain't coming for no L, so we shall see. We got Chad out of Canada. He says, James, it's Chad from Canada. I know you don't want to reveal too much about your training. Tell us as much as you can about your focus. Are you trying to add anything new to your bag of tricks?
I don't think I really need too many tricks, man. I think in a fight of this level right here, I just need to pretty much just focus on my basics. And as long as I keep on working on my shadow boxing going up into the fight, keep on working on my 1-2-3, keep on working on my pivots, my inside-outside pivots, keep on working on my pendulum steps, keep on working on all those things, I'll be fine. You know, I don't think Rocky's going to hit me with anything that's going to make me break my defensive guard. You know, but what I can do in the meantime is keep on working on my breathing techniques. And also, just stay in the sauna, man. Just make sure I'm ready for September 14th, you know, the day when I'm actually going to make that stage in my debut.
All right. I got Stainless says, what round you stopping, Rocky?
I mean, honestly, man, shit, to actually get the fight of the night, hopefully the first, to be honest, hopefully the first.
Okay.
I mean, I would love that. I think we all would love that right there. Get the motherfucker out of there. You know, we don't get shit. We ain't getting paid for this, man. But hell, who the hell wants to do anything for overtime, man? Who the hell wants to be in there for 6 minutes where I could be in there for 1 or 2 minutes, you know? So I would love to get him out of there in 1, but I don't think Rocky's just going to fold up either. So I think we're going to give a surprising performance from the both of us and shit, you know, and I'm gonna be on high alert, and hopefully he's on high alert going forward, going into the fight.
I got One Way Renzo. What is your least favorite part of training for this fight? Also, I could be wrong, but if you spent time in Huntsville, Alabama, did you ever drop by Rocket City Rocks Boxing Gym?
Yeah, I did. I'm a good friend with Coach Larry Bright there. At Rocket City Boxing and everything. They're one of the few gyms in the area that give like public service, government officials or whatnot, free gym membership and whatnot. And that's one thing that made me really drawn to them, that gym, and just drawn to what everything he represents. So yeah, I spent like 3 years out there at Huntsville. The thing I hate most about training is that the time of day I have to do it every day. You know, it's like after being a long day of work and being mentally drained, and then I had to make like about an hour and a half commute every day just to go for training, you know? So I say maybe the drive to the gym, just to drive to get to work. But, you know,
see, that's where weed comes in handy, man. You know, them hour trips, you smoke a J and you just listening to some fire music, you in the mood. I know everybody's different, but that's how it be for me. Like, I'm never intimidated by road trips simply because of that, because it's like, oh, I'm a blow down and I'm gonna be listening to some music on the way, so I'm gonna be in a good mood. But I hear you, man. Mm-hmm. I hear you. Especially coming out of an 8-hour shift, it could possibly feel different.
Yep.
We got up next Toledo Treese. Who will be working your corner? And does Atlanta have a nice selection of heavyweights for you to choose from on your skill level? Maybe he means when you're sparring. I'm not sure.
I think that's what he was meaning. Maybe when I was sparring or whatnot. I was getting good technical work from just some people, and just a lot of advice. But most of my work was primarily with Coach Terrell. But I think over this period of time, I have built relationships with some other gyms or whatnot. So I will be starting making some tours around some other gyms after this right here, just to continue my confidence. And I got to see multiple styles, multiple people and everything, just so I can improve as myself as a man. Who'll be working my corner? You know, Coach wanted to fly out, but he's going to be at the, the Canelo Berlanga event. So he did want to fly out to Milwaukee. I need to reach out to Adrian about that. It kind of sucks. I'm going to have to work with a coach that's going to be a little unfamiliar with me. But I really feel like it's fucking, you know, long as I'm mentally focused going into the fight and don't waver, Rocky ain't fucking with me, man. So it don't matter who the coach is. He just needs to be cheering me just to victory. That's really it.
Mm. We got James Valdez, San Antonio, Texas. How long have you been listening to The Boxing Voice, and which co-host did you enjoy the most?
Shit, I've been listening to The Boxing Voice since at least 2017. I think the co-host I probably enjoy the most. Oh man, I think to be honest, as right now, I enjoy Two Tone the Superstar. No disrespect to some of the other past hosts like the Midi, King Amin, any of those other guys from the past. But I really enjoy Two Tone the Superstar because he brings a whole flavor to the community that we much need.
I got Stainless back with another one. Do you intend to continue to fight in Border Wars series? If so, what's your goal weight, walk around, or fighting weight?
I mean, my goal weight is to get down to 185. Do I plan on continuing to fight in Border Wars? Oh man, probably so. Probably so. I'll probably keep an open mind to this. You know, and I'll say probably within the next year, depending on how my skills develop or whatnot, or improve going forward. We'll see what other kind of fights I may try to make happen.
Mm. Tree says, what's been the hardest thing you've had to cut out of your diet, and what's something you've added, if any?
Nigga, I added so much watermelon to my diet.
Really?
So much fruits, spinach. Yeah, definitely a lot of watermelon. Definitely a lot of beets. I added a lot of chia seeds to a lot of the protein shakes. Not even protein shakes, just like my yogurt. Just like when I add little like blueberries and strawberries to like my little yogurt snacks or whatever, add some chia seeds to it to help me get my additional fiber. The thing that I miss the most, man, I'm not gonna lie, I miss going to Juicy Crab and getting like one of them little, you know, one of them crawfish and crab boils or whatnot. I miss getting that type of shit. I miss going to, I miss going to JJ's Wings and getting some getting a 20 piece of fried chicken wings, but I can't eat that shit. I can't put that shit in my body. You know, I can't put that shit in my body if I want my body to do right.
Yo,
man, my nigga.
You got to use the air fryer, bro. I'm telling you, I still eat fried food from the air fryer. Fried chicken, air fryer. French fries, air fryer.
Yeah. I mean, yo, Ness, that shit hit different, man. I mean, I don't know if you ever been there when you came to the city, but, man, they got the little crack powder that they put on the wings, man. You know, then you put the little hot sauce, you know, Frank's or Texas Pete or whatever you like. Man, that shit hit different, man. But I've been having to stay away from that for the past several weeks. But, you know, my body's rewarding me for it. So, it is what it is.
Nah, that's the best part, man. As long as you see that the sacrifice is paying off.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me refresh here. That might be all of them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's it. So,
for sure.
What do you do now? This is the last week. Are you guys cutting back on anything, dialing up on anything? What's been the final recommendations from the trainer?
We're gonna meet up again on Monday, and you know, just go from there with whatever his restriction is. But you know, I got a sauna and cold plunge appointment scheduled for tomorrow. And on Wednesday, I got a deep tissue massage scheduled on Wednesday night. So it's pretty much just going to be just cardio and just really rest and recovery going into this. Because nice. even though this is my first training camp, you know, hopefully my second, third or whatever I go forward, especially dealing with Coach Drake, which I plan on maintaining that relationship. I'll probably be able to just do more and push myself more going forward.
That. Well, man, on that note, let everybody know where they can find you. That is it for the Unguarded episode.
Man, you can find me in Milwaukee September 14th at Border Wars event. Also, you can see me as a recurring caller on TBV. And other than that, man, if you really rock with me, you know how to get at me, man. You'll see me in the back call. Ness, shout out to you and shout out to the community as always. I'll catch you on the next one.
If you want to answer this, Dwayne said he couldn't find a post. He says, can I ask what's his training camp consist of?
Ah, shit, man. Training camp consists of a lot of cardio, a lot of drill work, a lot of defensive training drills, and just multiply that by 10. Over and over. It's like a whole shitload of repetition, you know? So, you know, before I could even move to the next step, I had to make sure I had the first set of basics in order. So just imagine your first day of training. The only thing you're doing is just throwing X amount of hundreds of jabs and everything until you damn near get sick to yourself. And then we're going to work on the next punch. And then we're working on moving with punching. And but you're still running, you're still doing jumping jacks, still doing everything else going forward.
Nice.
So just imagine that. So yeah, it's been a little tough at times, but I'm glad I came back for every day.
That well, appreciate it, man. Phone lines were open, but everybody is just listening. So looks like we're wrapping it up. Until the next ones, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Peace.
Peace.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.